This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville in Raymond. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions, serving central and southwestern Illinois. Contact B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or at bdry.com. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. And by the Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. We have a nice in-studio guest today. Kyle Herschelman from the Journal News is joining us as we're going to be talking girls' regional tournaments, which begin, surprisingly enough, on Monday.
Weather permitting.
Always weather permitting.
This almost sounds like a baseball softball season, doesn't it?
It is. I mean, it's crazy. The last few weeks, it's just been brutal.
This reminds me of the late 70s snowstorms when I first got into radio and how things got screwed up. And I was working at a station in Sullivan, and Sullivan actually didn't win the Super Sectional against Mount Pulaski till the Thursday night before the state tournament on a Friday. They won the Super Sectional that Thursday night and played the 12-15 game the next day. That was crazy.
Nokomis had a similar situation a few years ago.
When Wade Kimbrough was on that team, they played that Super Sectional on a Wednesday night. And then had to be in town on Thursday, so, and they kind of ran out of gas there at the end. Yeah, so yeah, that's welcome to Illinois. Yeah,
that's
it's
exactly
crazy,
right? And we had certainly had the potential for some of our area girls teams to make a deep postseason run. And Kyle, I imagine you'll be involved with the Hillsboro Regional coming up next week in some capacity.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be around there at some point.
Move your cot in there, Kyle?
IHSA doesn't care for me very much, so they continue to put the games that I need to see on Wednesdays, which is our busiest production day. But, you know, that's going to be a good regional. You look at it, I mean, whenever Gillespie's the four seed and they have a very nice team, you know, with the Gray Girls and that, it ought to be an interesting regional for sure.
Well, when you throw the South Central teams together, and of course everybody's kind of circled Southwestern as, you know, there's the guys that we have to beat. But boy, the semifinals, Hillsboro Litchfield, woo,
hello,
woo, hello. That's going to be a wing ding of a game.
Yeah, I was going to say the first two games have been pretty good too. Litchfield kind of pulled away from them a little bit in that last one that they had, but yeah, there's definitely something. Something special about Litchfield and Hillsboro, especially, you know, in the postseason whenever there's a lot at stake. And you know, Hillsboro's had some games where they've been down a little bit, but they've been had some games where they've kind of teamed up and really pulled it out, including the game against Nokomis the other day whenever Kenna White kind of stepped up and hit a couple threes at the end and kind of helped them seal that one up.
You know, if Kenna White gets some points, usually the toppers are in pretty good shape. It's you know, when they were able to shut down the perimeter game against the toppers is when they usually struggle.
Yeah, they I mean, you know, whenever everything clicks for them, they're a really tough team to beat because they got some inside presence with, you know, Hobby and Cameron, and then, you know, some slashers with Katie DeLuca and J.C. Holloman. And you know, and then if – you know, if they're hitting their threes, I mean, they're a very good three-point shooting team. You know, it just depends on the night sometimes. Yeah. So
seems like Litchfield is playing their best ball of the year. They really have hit their stride since that loss to Southwestern at Simmons. They've lost only one ball game since and have really been playing good basketball. But, Kyle, to me, if I'm Litchfield, I'm a bit concerned the fact that I've got to try to beat Hillsboro two times in a row on their home floor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and you know, the old adage is that it's always hard to beat a team three times, too. So during the year, I remember whenever I was at SIU, they had a similar situation whenever they were playing Indiana State. And they had lost twice before and beat them at home. So
very smart coach told me one time it's very tough to beat a good team one time.
Yeah.
let alone three
forget
times.
About three,
yeah, forget about three. Just once is enough.
Well, and like you said, though, Litchfield seems to be playing pretty good ball. And, I mean, they beat a really good Greenville team, which you talk about, you know, schools that are having their best teams yet and they have Teutopolis in their regional.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's just one of those years that there's quite a few strong teams out there. But yeah, Litchfield, I mean, you know, you talk about matchup problems, and they have a lot of girls that are, you know, 5'10", you know, or above that can still run the floor and handle the ball and are versatile in what they do. So
Litchfield can fly at times. Mm-hmm. They're up and down the floor. They're not afraid to take off. So
yeah, and they're so good in transition too. All of them seem to have really good court vision. I'm still amazed with Abby Brockmeyer's ability to get a hand. If she can touch a ball, she's going to bring it in. And be able to handle it. She doesn't let a whole lot of them slip through her fingers. So,
and I think they probably have gelled a little bit more as the year has gone on. Because of course the group of junior girls with Scharf and Steffens, they played so many games together. Then you get Abby put into the mix. I'm sure it took a little while to get everything kind of ironed out and figure out your exact role and how you want to play.
Well, there's summer games and then there's, you know, high school games.
Right.
So it's a little bit different situation. But I agree, Tim, and they've really hit their stride here as of late. And that'll be a four-game regional with an opening round game on Monday with Gillespie taking on Staunton. And I tell you what, Staunton at times has come up and surprised some people. And Staunton's, you know, had a probably not the kind of year they wanted to have, but certainly they're a scary team at times.
They're markedly better than they were at the start of the year. I saw them at the beginning of the year and then at the county, and where they were from those 2 points was drastically different.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you lose somebody like Sophie Fairman, you know, it's going to be tough to get there. But if you look at some of the scores from last year, she wasn't a one-person team either. You know, Hannah McHenry had some good games. The Pasvento girl had some good games. So, you know, it's, you know, postseason. Anything can happen.
But that's what hooks us, you know.
That's right.
We know anything can happen. So the Hillsboro Regional, they'll have one game on Monday night. Gillespie Staunton will have it on WSMI FM. And then the coverage switches to the Ox on Wednesday and again Thursday night. So we'll have all the games from the Hillsboro Regional. Should be a fun. They'll pack that house Wednesday night.
That'll be a great regional there.
Oh, my God.
Whoever comes out of that will have earned it.
Yes. Well, and they've had good crowds the last couple nights. They had a really nice crowd for the Nokomis game. Yeah. They had a good crowd for the Litchfield game, obviously. So, you know, it's a good venue to watch basketball, you know, especially for that. The Hillsboro student section has been pretty solid when they've needed to be. And, of course, you know, the fantastic public address announcing there.
Well, of course, yes.
I've heard he's okay.
Kyle Hirschman from the Journal News joining us in our WSMI studios talking about Girls Regional Week, which will begin on Monday. And you mentioned Nokomis a minute ago, Kyle, and the Skins really having a nice year. They had a tough loss at Hillsboro the other night, but bounced back last night. A nice road win at Marquette to secure the conference. And they've got the 2 seed in their regional, and they have the potential to really make some noise in 1A, I feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they'll have a tough test with Central A&M, who beat them earlier in the year. I believe it was like the second or third game. You know, one of those string that they faced, you know, Litchfield 2 times and Central A&M. So that was kind of a rough start to their season, but you kind of knew that they were going to come around. And, you know, they're not very deep just because numbers-wise. They have some nice components coming off the bench, and they have some good young players. But, you know, their starting five is extremely solid.
Well, and you wonder in that game against Hillsboro if they just ran out of gas at the end because they hadn't, you know, had their game legs because of the weather lately.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the fact that Josie Foster got hurt there for a while too whenever she took a pretty hard fall. And she missed, I mean, it was a good 5-6 minutes.
Six game, Yeah.
But yeah, and like I said, you know, she had her ice on her elbow, and she came in the last 2 minutes. But by then, Hillsboro had kind of been able to catch kind of a roll, and we're kind of going pretty good.
So if you're Nokomis, though, your home court's worth 10 points. So
yeah, absolutely.
That home court is.
You know, that home court is, yeah. You get those, you know, rabid fans in there, and it's a tough place to win. Just ask any team that has to go there, so. And Central A&M knows that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're not going to take Nokomis lightly. I mean, anybody that does at this point, you know, is just fooling themselves. Yeah. But
that regional will open up on Monday with Pawnee taking on South Fork, and then Central A&M gets the winner of that game Tuesday night at 6. Nokomis will play at 8 on Tuesday evening, we'll have that game on WSMI FM 106.
So. And it would be interesting to know what percentage of schools that host regionals wind up playing for the championship, because it seems to be a pretty high percentage of the host schools that wind up in the title game. Not necessarily winning it, but playing for it.
But Tim, and you've been around the Macoupin County tournament long enough. And we see a pattern in the Macoupin tournament sometimes where teams that maybe surprise you are the teams that are hosting the tournament that you really didn't expect to do very well. So I think there is, you know, just the fact you don't have to travel.
Yeah.
And knowing IHSA geography, sometimes you have to travel even in the opening round game.
It's been known to happen.
It's been known to happen, yes.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more Girls Regional Talk following these messages.
Kurd's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurd's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurd's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
GameZone Plus has it all, whether you want to buy, sell, trade, rent, or repair. You need to think of GameZone Plus in Nokomis. GameZone Plus has computers, laptops, tablets, movies on Blu-ray and DVD, video games and accessories, TV and musical instruments. And remember, shop local. Shop GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Cloudy skies with occasional snow possible for today. Little accumulation possible. Expect a high today of around 25 degrees. Cloudy skies with a slight chance of snow for tonight. We'll have a low in the upper teens heading into Sunday. Cloudy skies with a chance of snow once again. Expect a high Sunday of around 28 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be cold. Expect highs in the upper teens. The lows will be in the low 20s. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 17 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions is a full-service waterproofing company serving the greater St. Louis and Metro East area. B-Dry specializes in basement, crawl space, and foundation peering solutions. B-Dry has been satisfying customers for over 50 years and provides free initial consults and estimates, as well as excellent service with a lifetime transferable warranty. So if your home is in need of a waterproofing solution, call B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or go to bdry.com.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:18, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tope it up, thank you very much. Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, Kyle Hirschman from the Journal News joining us in studios. We're going to talk about more girls' regional basketball coming up in a moment. But Terry, it's been a banner year for junior high teams around the area, and it is continuing.
It is. The boys' tournaments, the 7th grade and 8th grade postseason tournaments are underway in games last night at the 7th grade 2A sectional at Lincolnwood. St. Anthony beat Nokomis 38-27, so the Braves bow out of the tournament. In the 8th grade Class 1A Mulberry Grove Regional, Lovejoy beat Morrisonville 59-16. Games today in the 7th grade Class 3A state tournament at Winona, which is just south of LaSalle, Peru. Hillsboro's Dragons will take on Bridgeport Red Hill. Red Hill won last night against Totopolis. And Hillsboro takes an 18-2 record in against Red Hill, 18-1. That's a 2:30 tip. If the Dragons win that game, they would play in the 6:30 semifinal. And if they win there, and of course they're playing for the state championship next week, but one game at a time. First off, they have to take on Red Hill at 2:30 this afternoon, and that's in the 7th grade 3A tournament. Wednesday in the 8th grade class 2A sectional at St. Elmo, two teams that just met at the 7th grade level, Nokomis and St. Anthony, will square off for the sectional title there. And if the whoever wins that will go on to Tri-Valley High School in Downs for the state tournament, and that's just southeast of Bloomington.
So. The real question is, can the IESA hold Stewie? Can they? I don't know. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Winona could be in trouble today. He's going to be there all day, folks.
They deserve the chance.
Oh.
They're going, can you see these officials getting together from the IESA? These guys, you know, the head scratchers are going, where did this guy come from?
Right.
Well, he's from Hillsboro.
That pretty much explains
it. Yes, that pretty much sums it up.
Well,
it'll be good to see. It'd be awesome if the Dragons could win the girls and the boys.
Wouldn't that be something else in the same season? Yeah, that would be extremely rare. That doesn't happen very often at any level.
No.
Sport. So.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I mean, the only team you kind of think of is like Totopolis or somebody like that. I know they've had some teams, just from whenever I've covered it with, you know, county teams in there, they've had some teams that have been playing it.
T-Town did win the boys and girls state championships at the high school level one year. But there might have been one other school do it, but I can't remember.
That's why they're T-Town.
Yeah.
That's why their reputation precedes them.
And, you know, and that's where Greenville's girls go. They will face T-Town if they get to the championship game at that Vandalia Regional Tournament. So the Lady Comets, who have had just a terrific season this year.
And, you know, have two girls that have hit their 1,000th point. Yeah. Cassie Alderman hit her Cassidy Alderman hit her 1,000th point last night in that game. You know, they've had a really good season. They're guaranteed, according to my esteemed colleague Bill Walker over at the Greenville Advocate, they're guaranteed to have the fewest losses they've ever had in a season, you know, since
Roy Mulholland.
In like 20, 30 years or so.
And Roy Mulholland was the head coach. He's now at Greenville College. And Roy took those teams there in the late 80s and had some really good teams, great defensive teams.
Yeah,
and Sandy File was one of the stars back then. So.
And like I said, they've had a really good season, you know, and you know, the fact that there will be third in the South Central Conference really says a lot about the depth of that conference.
Well, they were so young the last couple of years, and we kind of knew they had some talent, and it was just a matter of time before it kind of bubbled to the top.
Well, it's been a great year for the South Central Conference, and the Cavies are a one seed at the Pena Regional, and they will get the winner of Pena or North Mac in the semifinals. That will be a Wednesday night game for the Cavies at 6, a game you'll hear right here on FM 106.
Right. And Carlinville deservedly, you know, deserves that number one ranking. Yes. They've had a terrific season. Again, this is a team we've seen for a couple of years. Some youth. They've matured here. They've gotten stronger. They just seemed a lot more comfortable. I don't know the times I've seen them this year, Tim. They're just very comfortable with their court presence, and they certainly deserve the number one seed at Pena. And, you know, Pena's not going to be an easy out, even though they'll play North Mac in the first game on Monday night. Probably, obviously, the favorite in that contest, and they would get Carlinville in the semi. So certainly
Carlinville won at Pena earlier this year, I believe, for the first time ever.
First time ever.
There's been a lot of the first Pena this year. I mean, you know, they got some young talent, and they're kind of rebuilding right now. But, you know, I mean, Nokomis beat them for the first time since
injuries have been pretty hard, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
you know, Pena's one of those teams where they've had so much sustained success. It's like chum in the water, you know. Yeah. Once one got them, the rest of the league was like, wait a minute.
We can get them.
This is the year to do it.
Yeah.
Better take advantage of the opportunity.
Well, you know, for many years you had Pena Hillsboro on the east side. You had Southwestern basically on the west side of the South Central Conference as the dominating teams. To see Pena, to see the rest of the league catch up with Pena.
It's like the year Pena's had this year is kind of the year that people have been saying Southwestern is going to have like the last few years. But that doesn't happen.
Really?
That doesn't happen.
Really?
I never bought it, but They were trying to sell it to me, but I no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I don't
you
want
just,
that.
You just didn't open the door.
Check the expiration date on that thing.
Yeah, but watch out for Painta next year.
Oh, always watch out for Painta. Watch out for Painta this regional.
Yeah.
Forget next year. Just watch out for Painta in general. I mean, they're just always a dangerous club.
And I would bet Darren Deneve's concerned. I mean, that's a concern for Darren and the Lady Cavaliers. But certainly Carlinville is playing with a lot of confidence right now. And you know.
Hopefully Carnville's healthy.
Yes.
Megan Staten got dinged in the county championship game. She stayed in that game and then somehow played through just a nasty, nasty leg injury. Yeah. So hopefully she can get back to 100%. Because if she's not 100%, the Cavvies really aren't the same squad.
So we'll have the Cavvies on the air on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We'll follow that with the Illini basketball game on Wednesday night. And then
who did they lose to on Wednesday?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oh, no, they already lost to Wisconsin twice. They don't get to play the Badgers again, do they?
They just lost to them.
I'm saying, who do they lose to
on
Wednesday?
Oh,
this coming Wednesday.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
They play Penn State next, and then it's Nebraska.
Okay, Nebraska's the answer to the question.
So, well, they might actually win Nebraska.
It's on the road.
It's at Nebraska.
Ooh. Well, okay.
Yeah. Well.
They play Penn State tomorrow, though.
Yes.
At Penn State.
Yes. Right.
Yes. That could be a win.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see.
They'll play the game. They'll show up. We'll see what happens. We'll see. We'll see.
You know, as troublesome as the Illini have been, it's still not insufferable like the football season.
Oh, well, no. No. They actually have talent.
Yeah.
They're just not playing well.
Well, the difference is people are actually, you know, optimistically and truthfully saying, we can look forward to next year for the Illini basketball program. There's nothing to look forward to for the Illini football program, really.
Just the end of the year.
Yeah. Anyway, that Painter Regional will wrap up on Thursday night with the championship game, and we hope the Lady Cavaliers are in it. So,
well, you get to play on your home floor if you get to the sectional.
There you go.
And that's incentive and motivation right there.
And Carlinville will host the sectional. They'll have the two semifinals on that Monday, the 17th, and then the championship on Thursday. So I like it when they play the two semis on the same night. I think that's a neat thing at the sectional.
And I love it when Carlinville's hosting sectionals, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect venue for a sectional.
It's a great venue. Packed house, noisy. And they're good hosts.
I've also decided I'm going to start calling every school gym the big house at whatever street it's on.
But it's got to be a big house, Kay Hirsch.
Yeah,
got to be a big house. That's a big house.
What can I like downgrade it to like medium sized house?
I suppose
or,
you could do
or
that.
Like
you want.
Like townhouse. On.
Perhaps you need to call HGTV and get an precise description of what constitutes big, medium, small.
That's you go with it. Cottage.
The cottage.
The cottage edition. Yes.
The cottage on South Prairie. Or,
Good luck with that, Kyle.
Yeah. Just stick with Carnival High School.
Hillsboro would be what? The cottage on the hill, wouldn't it?
There you go. The cottage on the hill. I like that.
That's not actually too bad.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I like Toppertown.
I call it just Toppertown. That's just, you know, easy thing to remember. So if Greenville should pull the upset and beat T-Town, you know, able to win that Vandalia Regional, their sectional tournament would feed them into the KZ Westfield sectional. So.
Which
nice travel there.
Which long drive.
Yeah.
Long drive, and you would get the winner out of Carmiah White County, which would be McLeansboro, and McLeansboro's pretty decent this year, too.
There's worse drives than going to KZ West.
Oh, yeah.
Basically
yeah.
all interstate.
Yeah, like Carmiah White County.
That would be on the list.
There you go.
That would be one of them.
That's a long drive. I can say, speaking from experience.
Spent a whole, you spent a whole week there one say. Year, didn't you?
Yeah.
I spent a whole week there one Saturday.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, as much as we make fun of the drive there, those were some of the nicest people, nicest hosts there.
Real nice facilities over there, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
It's just the drive I don't enjoy.
Well, it's a Saturday, and it chews up most of your day. But, you know, that's part of the
But
the
key is, when you're doing a drive like that, you want your team to win, and the Miners won. So that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
That's right. So girls, 1A and 2A. Regional tournaments get underway next week. The following week, the 3A and 4A girls. Next week will also be the Wednesday and Thursday, I think, are the seedings for boys 1A and 2A regionals. And we'll find out probably a week from today about the pairing for the regional tournaments for boys.
Well, that's what makes this Litchfield-Hillsboro game today so interesting. As good as Litchfield has been this year, they're 19-5 now, 6-1 in the league. If Hillsboro wins today, the Toppers will have beat them 2 out of 3 times.
Yeah.
And so, seeding-wise, if they wind up in the same regional, which I think they will, that will be very interesting to see how that works out.
They are in the same regional.
Yeah, they've announced this, assignments, so yeah, that'll be...
They could end up playing each other for a fourth time.
That's not unusual.
Yeah.
No, that's not unusual. But just seating wise, that would be very interesting because Litchfield, they've had a good enough season to really warrant consideration for a one seed.
So you're kind of looking at the Litchfield Invitational Tournament and the seedings there and how things kind of, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Never know.
It'll just be very interesting.
The bottom line is when it comes to postseason play, whoever's in front of you, you got to beat. I mean, survive in advance is what it's all about. Bring your game that night.
Really, I think in regionals, really the only difference is between like 3 and 4. You know, you usually want to try to not be the 4 seed and avoid the top seed until the championship game. Other than that, I don't think it really matters.
Especially if you get a situation where like Litchfield's 2 and Hillsborough's 3 or vice versa. I mean, they're going to be playing each other, so it's not really going to matter.
Yeah.
Right.
Seeding won't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was the same thing with the girl on the girl side, you know. I mean, you kind of had a feeling looking at that Hillsborough and Litchfield were, I mean, weeks before that the seedings came out that Hillsborough and Litchfield were going to play each other.
Yeah, that regional was pretty easy to kind of
seed it itself.
Yeah, it did. It really did. So, but it's going to be a great regional nonetheless. Sure. So, and we'll have all the coverage for you on the Tally Broadcasting stations starting out Monday night on FM 106 and then the Ox on Wednesday and Thursday. So, we should have a fun time I just lost my audio.
I did too.
Lost your audio, huh?
Did you bump a switch down there, Tim?
Know. Probably.
We've got new switches
there. There we go.
Okay. There you are. There you are.
Sorry about that.
Hey.
I say it was fat finger syndrome, but I think it was fat knee syndrome. Got me.
I thought I pulled my headphones out.
Hello.
We've got
hello.
A basketball matinee.
I thought maybe
up this
I was
afternoon.
Being bleeped out there.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. No. Hope not. We are still. Is this thing on? Litchfield at Hillsborough coming up this afternoon live at 2:30 here on WQSMI FM 106, streaming at WQSMIRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to hopefully catch up with Toppers head coach Joe Vanzo. We will do that following these messages.
BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
Celebrate your love for that special someone with a Valentine party and make the menu easy and delicious with fresh, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Your quiche will be unforgettable, made with Prairie Farms cream and sweet creamy butter. Serve plenty of Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and crackers. Or make a variety of homemade dips for fresh veggies using non-fat sour cream and plain yogurt. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday, big ball game tonight. The Route 16 rivalry is renewed with Litchfield traveling into Hillsborough to take on the Toppers. And joining us now is the head coach of Hillsborough, Joe Vanzo. Joe, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. I love this idea. I know it was a makeup game, but to me, Saturday afternoon, Litchfield-Hillsborough, that's good stuff.
Yep, a lot of basketball going on today at Hillsborough. We got the freshman tournament going on right now. We're right in the middle of it. So, got 6 basketball games here today.
You got enough courts to do all that?
Yeah, it's all played on the same court. Just 6 games back to back to back.
Is there enough popcorn? That's the real question.
Well, that's not Joe's worry.
No, he's got worries, but
that's not one of them.
Joe, let's talk about your Topper team here. Tough loss last night at Carlinville.
Yeah, and really, we lost the game in the first quarter. We came out really flat, had a really bad first quarter. Barry Stewart got going, and we could not stop him. I mean, it was literally just us trying to do everything we could to keep him out of the lane, and once he got going and they got some momentum, I mean, that was it. So it ended up being a 4-point game, but it really wasn't that close. I mean, they controlled the game.
Stewart had 37 points last night for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, he was tremendous.
Yeah. He's quite an athlete, and you know we've seen him on the soccer field decimate defenses as well. So, man, that's not unusual.
Yeah, we knew coming in it was one of those things where he was a guy that we could not let get going, and he got going there in the first half, and it just kind of snowballed from there. He was feeling it.
Dylan Miller had 25 points for the Toppers last night, so Dylan was heavily involved in the scoring.
Dylan's. I mean, he's been great. His January was outstanding. I mean, really right before the Litchfield tournament, we played Litchfield conference game, and he had been struggling a little bit, and he scored 20. We got him a lot of shots. And really, at Litchfield tournament, I mean, he scored over 100 points in four games. He's been outstanding. I mean, he really has.
And, Coach, since that regular season loss to Litchfield, you guys have really, you seem to have turned your season around. What exactly has been the difference?
I think it was one of those things where sometimes a loss kind of gets you going. And it was one of those games where, you know, we felt like we should have won. We had a bad four-minute stretch to finish the game. We didn't finish it. And luckily, it wasn't one of those things where we had to sit and practice for 3 days and kind of sit on that. We were able to play Painter the next night, and it gave us a chance to kind of turn the page quickly and move on, and we played well in that game and won, and really things kind of took off for us from there. We played well through the Litchfield tournament. We won a huge game last week at Mount Zion. It's our best win that we've had since I've been here. And then really we stubbed our toe in two road games, conference games after that. Lost a tough game to Greenville last Friday, and then lost another tough conference game last night. But luckily, we have another game this afternoon, okay, to kind of redeem ourselves, to kind of get going again.
And do you feel like with last night's loss, you can compare it to the situation where you lost to Litchfield and then came back and beat Painter the next day? Now you can do the same thing, losing to Carlinville, and come back and hopefully beat Litchfield the next day?
We lost, so I'm hoping so.
Joe, you mentioned that good road win at Mountain Zion. And I remember leading into the Litchfield Invitational, we were talking about how even this tournament was. You guys were the 10 seed. You beat second-seeded Litchfield in the tournament, and then you beat the top-seeded Mountain Zion, obviously not in the tournament. But that really does say a lot about your club, does it not?
At the same time, it says a lot about basketball in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a ton of parity. Like, I mean, I've talked with Coach Logan and Coach Cooper last night, and that regional we got at Carlinville coming up. I mean, there's four teams that you could throw in a hat and seed one through four. I mean, so it really doesn't matter. But at the same time, I mean, there's no easy ones. There's no freebies. I mean, you got to show up every night. You got to play, and you got to play well to get wins because everybody's about the same. So.
There's always a lot on the line when Litchfield and Hillsboro play, but today, in a way, there's a regional seed on the line.
Yeah, really, I honestly, probably not what you want to hear, but I really don't care about the regional seedings. I really just I want to get a win. I mean, our kids, we need a win, and Litchfield dropped a tough game last night. I mean, they need a win right now, too. So one of us is going to be really happy at the end of the day, and one of us isn't. But as far as the regional seedings go, I mean, I don't care where we're seeded, really. I mean, they could seed us fourth, second. It doesn't matter. We got to go over there and play well if we're gonna win. So,
and that's what it's all about: playing your best on no matter who you play. You just got to show up that night.
Just tell me when the game is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And our last two games. I mean, we've really finished the last two games well. We played well late. We played well whenever, you know, the other team was pushing us to beat us, you know. The game was looking like it was getting out of our way, and the team really finished strong. We've had stretches during the first three quarters where we haven't played well, and it's bit us in the end. So really, for us to get a win today, we're going to have to put four quarters together and not have any stretches where we're flat or we don't have focus.
It seems like to me that the basketball program in Hillsboro seems to be on the right track. You got the seventh grade playing in the state now. It just seems like it's getting back on the right track now.
Yeah, I mean, we got some good things going on. There's the future's bright. And, I mean, let's make no mistake about it. I've got some juniors and seniors that have put in some long hours and some long years to get to where we're at. I mean, we are where we are at because of what we have done in the last 2 to 3 years. Kids have put in the time. I mean, we've played a ton during the summer and really just kind of wanted to change the basketball culture here. It was really what we were trying to do as a coaching staff, and I feel like we've done that.
And Joe, as a coach, that has to be extremely rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. And at the same time, I mean, it helps a ton whenever, you know, you see the kids get that reward, you know. you teach them that there's no guarantees and you got to work extremely hard, you know, but you want to see them, you know, have that success and win those games, you know, in late in the season, you know, to feel like, you know, there's a reward for all their hard work.
Should be a wild one.
Yes. Yep.
Couldn't ask for anything better on a Saturday afternoon in February.
Yep, absolutely, especially after a loss.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been a long weekend for me if I had to wait around until Tuesday before
we
played.
Yeah, I bet so.
Joe, good luck this afternoon, sir, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. We'll see you this afternoon, Joe.
Joe Vanza, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Yep, Panthers and Toppers both coming off of a loss last night.
You know, and with the Hillsboro basketball program, you know, it's a big ship. It takes a lot of ocean to get that ship turned, and Joe has been very patient. He's extremely enthusiastic. Kids have responded well. You know, accolades to the Hilltopper basketball program. They deserve what, you know, they deserve to have the success they're having. So,
right guy for the job.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, he's brought in, you know, I mean, both the Connor boys help out.
Yeah.
And Chad Zimmerman's assistant this year, too. So, you know, they have some, you know, you don't necessarily put too much talk into the whole, you know, they played for Hillsboro thing. But you know, in a way, they have a little bit more of a stake in it than than somebody from outside the school might.
In a very deep South Central Conference, they may be the hottest team right now.
Very well
they've,
might
they've
be.
They've played well since the beginning of 2014.
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They've beaten some teams that they weren't supposed to beat.
Very good month of January for Hillsboro.
Yes, extremely
good. Don't
know
what the record wound up being, but they competed very well in the month of January.
And they didn't have a cakewalk either. I mean, they played some tough teams. So should be a dandy. This afternoon, about 2:30 on FM 106, we'll have the broadcast for you. And on the internet as well. So.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will catch up with Litchfield head coach Drew Logan. We do that after these messages.
The Jacoby Arts Center is inviting everyone to come out and participate in their live jam session from 3 to 6 p.m. every second Sunday of the month, beginning February 9th. Dancing, cash bar, and a live open forum encourages local talent's participation. Or just kick back and enjoy the show. Donations are always welcome. Located at 627 East Broadway in Alton. Don't miss the free live jam session, the second Sunday of every month, only at the Jacoby Arts Center.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:42, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy skies for today, occasional snow possible. Light accumulation expected. We'll have a high of around 25 degrees. Cloudy skies with a chance of snow for tonight. We'll have lows in the upper teens. Heading into tomorrow, cloudy skies once again. Still a chance for some snow. Expect a high Sunday of around 28 degrees. At 9:42, we have a temperature reading of 18 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Experiencing aches, pains, or an injury? Teamwork Rehab can help you. Our Hillsboro location has the only aquatic therapy program in Montgomery County. Aquatic therapy provides effective therapeutic treatment for those who have limited tolerances for traditional land-based rehab. At Teamwork Rehab, you always have one-on-one individualized care provided by a certified, licensed professional. Give Teamwork Rehab a call at 532-4160 for all your physical therapy needs. Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:43, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back on Sports Saturday. And coming up this afternoon, Litchfield at Hillsboro live at 2:30 here on FM 106, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. And joining us on the phone now, the head coach of the Purple Panthers, Drew Logan. Drew, thanks for a few minutes of your time, and tough loss for the Panthers last night.
Yeah, we knew Greenville obviously really matched up with us well, and as I kind of pointed out to the kids after the game, they really exploited some things on defense that we don't do very well, and they did a nice job of attacking those things, and we just really couldn't get in any type of rhythm on offense.
Obviously not the way you want senior night to end, but this group of seniors, the six seniors you have on your squad, they have done so much for your program.
Yeah, and I had that. We had a short banquet after the game, and that's what I kind of expressed to the players and the parents that, you know, in the 3 years that I've been there, I've grown really close to this group of kids, and it's going to be kind of bittersweet to see them go. You know, we're having what I would consider some success, and we still got a lot of games left, but it will be bittersweet to see them walk out the last time.
Cooper Scharf played last night. It was good to see him on the floor, but he didn't look like he was 100%.
No, he's still battling back from it. And we're kind of taking it. You know, obviously we have Jessica Ball, our trainer, does a great job of trying to get players back as soon as possible. But you know, we all three had that conversation before the game that, you know, we're going to try to give it a go, see how it is. But then we can't overdo it because we want him to be able to finish the season strong.
Andrew, I thought it really showed to me, at least when Alex Hull got in foul trouble in the fourth quarter. Normally, that's when Cooper would just kind of take over the ball game and slide in to Alex's role there. But when Alex went out last night, it really kind of got away.
Yeah, they hit that big run once he went out. And, you know, we look at, obviously, Austin Chamberlain's battling back from a shoulder injury and has practiced one day. Cooper had not even practiced. So, I mean, you're taking two guys that are averaging close to 10 points a game and basically giving them a week off and then wanting them to step out in a huge basketball game and perform. And, you know, I thought they did, you know, they did as much as they could do. And, you know, they still played good defense. They still played hard. Just offense, sometimes it's going to take a little while for it to come back.
And obviously you just want to get those guys back full bore for regionals.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this since last June. I mean, you know, the tournament and conference and all that stuff is obviously important, but at the same time, you know, the goal is to put another number on the banner in the gym. And, you know, it hasn't been done in Litchfield since 2005. So that is our main focus. That's been our main focus from the beginning of the summer last year.
Drew, we had a chance to talk with Joe Vanzo just a while ago, and Joe was saying after his ball club lost last night, the Toppers are hungry, the Panthers lost last night, you're hungry today. This should be a heck of a battle this afternoon.
Yeah, obviously the first time we played him, it was a very close game. I felt like the second time we played him that, you know, Hillsborough definitely wanted the game a lot more than we wanted it. We came off a game against Gillespie on Friday and just came out flat, and Hillsborough came out very hungry to prove that they probably should have won the first game, to be honest. And so today could be a definite battle.
Drew, I'm going to dump this on you on the air, but last night in the ball game, I've never seen this. You somehow talked the officials out of a technical foul when you guys had six on the floor. I don't know how you did it. Could you please explain it?
Well, it was a situation where we had a timeout. We had subbed prior to the timeout, had a kid sitting at the bench for a little while to go in, and as we broke the timeout, we broke and six guys went out on the floor. We obviously, players didn't do a good job communicating who was out and who was in. And my argument was that we had subbed prior to the timeout and that it was their responsibility to count the players on the court. And nobody counted the players on the court. Now, to be perfectly honest, I'm not 100% of what the rule was.
That's called making it up as you go along, Drew. That's okay.
I obviously convinced them and the one guy said, you know, I'm supposed to count the players when they come out on the court. And Mr. Round kind of even asked me afterwards kind of the same question you asked me of how I got out of that one. And I said, well, I just made the point that we had subbed prior to the timeout and, you know, just like in football, they have to count the players, but, you know, as Ed pointed out in football, well, they throw the flag if they
count
the players. But it was one of those where, you know, I tried to argue my point.
I'd never seen a coach actually win an argument, so it was a banner night.
That was the one thing we could hang our hat on.
Drew, as you look at this club this year, you've obviously had such a great year, and I guess now you've got five tough road games to close out the regular season.
Yeah, and we, you know, sat down my first year, me and the ADs, and really tried to do our best to strengthen the back end of our schedule. I felt like the first year, and maybe because teams were down at that time, but the back end of our schedule was not the toughest. And we really wanted, you know, we added North Mac to the back end of our schedule, and obviously Greenville and Pena and Lincoln Wood and Carlinville and those types of teams are really, really solid ball clubs this year. And I think it's going to go a long way to help us as long as we can, you know, fight through the adversity of playing this many road games at the end of the year. But at the same time, I would rather be playing tough games. You know, we even made the point last night with 10.5 seconds. We're down 13 points, and I told the kids out of the timeout, all right, we need to deny this as if we're down 2 points. And then we need the ball. We don't have a timeout. You know, we're not going to foul them. We're down 13. It's pointless. But we want to try to deny it like it's a two-point game. So, you know, it's just trying to build to the postseason.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's what ball clubs should try to do heading in towards the postseason, get themselves in that frame of mind and get themselves right, used to playing the more difficult level of competition, because you know, you're going to see good teams pretty much once you get into the regional right, semifinals and championships.
Yeah, I mean, we talked last year, well, and we've talked the last couple of years. I mean, we struggled down the stretch the last few years, and we've talked about trying to remain as consistent as possible and finish as strong as we can. And I've told these guys after our tournament, I mean, we've got tough games all the way out, but we're going to have every game in our regional is going to be tough. Every team in there has played that we played this year has played with us, and you know, I mean, obviously Hillsborough has beaten us. So it's only, I think it can only help prepare us for that.
Well, Drew, it'll be a lot of fun this afternoon. Litchfield and Hillsborough will have it live at 2:30 here on FM 106. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, thank you.
Drew Logan, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers.
Kyle Hirschman, Montgomery County Schools, all above 500?
Yeah. It's and like I said, I tried to look and find when the last time that happened was. It was been a long time. you know, I mean, there was one point, I want to say like 2006, like right before I got to the paper, that that all of them but the Nokomis girls finished over 500, and they were one game under 500 right, because they lost to Hillsboro in the regional. It's been a really good year for, you know, like they've said about parity, you know, it's been a really good year for the area. You wouldn't necessarily say there's any teams that, you know, just go out and blow you away. With maybe the possible exception of Litchfield girls, they've had times where they've looked pretty impressive, but you know, it's just a solid year, and you're not surprised to see anybody win on any given night.
You know, the interesting thing about the parity in the conference, and really in the entire listening area this year, is the fact that if a team gets hot at the end of the season, you don't know how far these guys could go if they get
absolutely
on a roll. We've seen it before, where a team that maybe, you know, wasn't pounding people, but got hot at the right time, and it took them deep into the playoffs.
You know, Nokomis is a good example of that, I think. Or the girls and their boys are always, you know, tough too. But, you know, and you talk about what Drew said about strengthening the back end of your schedule. I mean, Lincolnwood's schedule looks pretty solid with, you know, Calvary, a solid Edinburgh team coming up, you know, Litchfield, obviously, you know, so they're going to be battle tested going into a regional that's going to be ridiculously tough for them too. I mean, they got Calvary, Lutheran, Edinburgh, some other good teams in there. So,
yeah, I'm playing at Pawnee, and never easy to beat Pawnee at Pawnee. So.
No, absolutely not.
Although they did earlier this year, but
yeah,
that's, you know, that's one game and that one doesn't really matter. Well, at this point.
Yeah.
Won't give them any extra points on the board.
Matt
should be pretty comfortable at Pawnee anyway. So, it's probably a little bit different dynamic whenever he's working there, but that, rather than when he's coaching Lincolnwood, obviously. But, you know, like I said, it ought to be an interesting year. You know, it's one of those years where you wouldn't be surprised if out of the seven basketball teams, you know, in Montgomery County, you wouldn't be surprised to see, you know,
some regional championships.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and by the same note, you wouldn't be surprised if they don't either. You know, it's just, it's kind of like the Litchfield tournament. There's a lot of really solid teams around the area this year, and it's going to make for a fun postseason.
This is a great time of the year. I mean, the weather sucks. I know it sucks. Winter sucks. It sucks terrible. I know. But basketball, when you get into the postseason, gosh, it's such an exciting time. It really, really is. And when you get to the tournaments and you get the crowds and you get it, because somebody's season is going to end.
Yeah,
on absolutely. Every night, well, any given night, somebody's season is going to be done.
And even to go beyond that, you know, I mean, wrestling regional starts yes. today as well. You know, I'll be over in Mount Olive a little bit later, and you know, Litchfield has won their last three regionals there. They'll have to beat Roxana, who's beat them earlier in the year by just a few points. But I mean, they'll have a chance to get a fourth regional, which is pretty impressive, you know, fourth regional title for them. And Hillsboro has a couple kids that should make it out of the regional too, and could move on even to the state level.
We'll have some kids at state.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, Litchfield will definitely have some. You look at like Caleb Thompson and Seth Newkirk, especially. And then, you know, Bryce Thornton and Cole Warner, just to name a few. And then, like, the Vogel kid and John Bean from Hillsboro. You know, both did well at the Litchfield Invitational and could do well. So, like I said, it's a postseason's a busy time, but it's definitely a fun time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Keeps guys like us busy.
Yeah.
Keeps us off the streets.
Keeps us off the streets, for God's sake. That's the most important thing.
That's exactly right.
Before we go any further, Tim, we want to mention the fact that a ton of people this week have asked us about services for Uncle Ralph. Uncle Ralph Niehaus, who passed away a week or so ago. And they're going to be having some services at the Wares Grove Lutheran Church on Monday from 10 to noon. Then they'll have a dinner.
Then they're having a service from noon to
noon to about 12:30, quarter to 1. Then they're going to have a dinner at the community center in Butler at 1. So a lot of people have asked about services for Uncle Ralph, and there you have him.
And if it wasn't going to be so dang cold, I bet you they would have got his grill fired up for that meal.
I bet you they would have.
But it's going to be like 2, so probably not.
Yeah.
Although that wouldn't have stopped Uncle Ralph.
Oh, no. He would have just built a little fire right next to him. And,
No big deal.
That's right. He would have grilled.
Probably put on some gloves.
Probably, yeah, well, you know, and probably fixed, 1,200 pork patties. On a light day. Yeah,
yes.
On a light day.
It's a half day of work.
So, anyway, if you want to, you know, services, you want to stop by and pay your respects, 10 to noon at the Wares Grove Church, rural Butler, so on Monday. Okay, we got that taken care of.
Yes.
So basketball this afternoon, the Illini play on Sunday afternoon at Penn State at 2:30 on WSMI FM 106. Cardinals pitchers and catchers report to spring training Wednesday.
How about that?
Mm.
And our first broadcast in what?
Last day of February.
Yeah. First day of March.
First game is last day of February. Oh, okay.
Our first broadcast in March 1st. March 1st.
The last day of February is also my anniversary. So
there we go.
If I forget now, happy anniversary.
There you go. Nicely done.
Somehow, Kyle, that doesn't count.
What happens if you get married on leap year on February 29th?
We were actually thinking about that, but
let's ask Don Bergdahl, who used to be the principal at the grade school.
His birthday was on.
So does that default to the 28th or the 1st of March?
Rob Corso's the same way. Rob Corso, head coach of Litchfield Girls, February 29th.
Okay. Does that mean you age like a dog then, once every 4 years?
That was Tim Mize. Send those letters to Tim Mize. WFMI, P.O. Box 10, Litchfield.
Curious.
I don't know.
Go up to Rob and ask him how old he is.
I'll ask him next time. Hey, Rob.
And then once you get back up off the floor.
Once I duck. I'll ask from a distance. I'll holler across the gym. That'll be much better.
Put it this way. Rob would like to be busy near the end of February.
He very well might be.
Yeah.
That
would be kind of...
Be a good birthday present.
Be kind of sweet to have a local team very busy at the end of February in girls basketball.
Yeah, and they say they've made that trip to Milken a couple times now.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Tim, you could just send him a text.
No, that's true.
That'll save you the aggravation of being knocked down on the floor.
This afternoon we've got... yeah, aggravation. All right. Are you PAing this afternoon?
Absolutely.
Okay. You going to be there for the regional?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There you go.
And everything else they throw at me, so... They're talking about me doing volleyball next year, so I don't know.
There you go.
Voice of the Toppers.
That's scary.
You're telling me.
we'll leave that discussion for later.
Going to be a fun week of basketball coming up.
Basketball. Check our website, WSMIRadio.com, for our broadcast schedule. We'll have games every night this week. Not only girls regional tournament coverage, but boys high school basketball games as well, and more Illini coverage as well, and
potentially a championship triple header.
That would be sweet.
That would be sweet.
Maybe. Heck, I'd even go for a fourth.
Yeah, maybe with
the, I guess that'd be okay.
We could find an upset somewhere along the way. We could work that in somehow.
It's been known to happen on the tournament trail from time to time.
That's why we're flexible. Wouldn't the junior high state championship be on the same night?
That would be on that same night. We don't worry about those things. If it happens, it happens. We'll deal with it.
Yeah.
So good luck to the Dragons today.
Absolutely.
Playing two.
Well, hope they win one. It's one of those situations where you really want to win the first one. If you win the first one, you're going to bring something home.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But if you're going to play the second one, you might as well win it too.
Well, yeah. Exactly right. We're already there.
That's right.
Kyle Hirschman, thank you so much for coming in studio today.
See you along the tournament trail, Hirsch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Don't forget Litchfield and Hillsboro coming up 2:30 this afternoon right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. If you want to know our broadcast schedule for Girls Regional Week, head to WQSMIRadio.com. For Tobinot, Terry Tope, David Jenkins, Kyle Hirschman, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on.